Coco Chanel once said, dress as if you're going to meet the love of your life every time you leave your house. Your finances are in good order and your social life is reborn. You have that first date and want to make a great first impression, but you have no idea what to wear. You wish you had a stylist. I can help. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
This is the Retirement Factory with the team from Euclid Financial Services. Your host is Josh Wells, along with Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Euclid is the go-to retirement team for all the major United companies and their unions in the Northeast, as well as many of the Fortune 500 companies, along with federal employees that deal with OPM. They've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, and have appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Euclid Financial Services specializes in getting baby boomers to and through retirement. At Euclid, clients enjoy their lives instead of worrying about their money. And now, it's time for The Retirement Factory.
You're listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show for you here. We are talking about taxes and debt. I know. Don't turn off the radio. Turn it back up. Turn it back up. Wait. We're talking about taxes today. Most Americans overpay their taxes. It's a real burden. It's what they look at. They only look at taxes as a burden or debt. I got to pay this. Oh, they take it out of my check. It comes out of here. They're taxing my Social Security. They're taxing this or taxing that. It's a real pain in the butt. But there's only a couple ways to deal with it. There's only three. You can plan for it, you can ignore it, or you can overpay it. It is an amazing thing in the United States that we have this ability. If you don't have a plan, you're going to overpay for this. So this is what the entire show is about. We have a studio full of experts today. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, when we're talking about this, a couple things have to come up. We have to talk about income tax. We have to talk about capital gains. We have to get RMDs on the table.
Yeah, that's a big one there. I tell you what, most people don't think of all three of these taxes when it comes to retirement. They think of maybe one of them, or they don't think of any of them. And just like you were saying earlier, they end up overpaying because they don't know how to line them all up and make sure that they're paying the least amount that the government allows them to do.
Yeah, when it comes to taxes, the burden of them isn't necessarily having to pay them. It's understanding how they actually affect you. And I definitely want to make sure that we get into capital gains, because that's one that when I hear about it and we talk about it in the office, people get the most confusion out of it. So I want to make sure we touch on that later on.
Well, yeah, I believe that 1099s, I mean, we're talking about the 1099i, the D, there's so many 1099s out there. Yeah, and everybody receives these things. How do you know if they're capital gain? How do you know if they're dividend? Where's the income? I think ranking of the taxations just on your investments alone, we got to get that in the show.
Right, and we're going to talk also about required minimum distribution, the RMD tax that comes on at age 70 and a half from your qualified accounts. That's often one that people sometimes, I don't know if they ignore or overlook, but can be surprised by, even though it's laid out clearly in the IRS code that it's coming at 70 and a half.
Oh, yeah, by far. It's required. And that's nice. Right. That's always, everybody loves requirements.
Yeah. That's one of those tax bombs that we've talked about in other shows and, and all that. But that's the one that probably gets the most people, most of our listeners, I would say.
Well, a great deal of Americans overpay their taxes. They've been overpaying them since their paper routes. And so they just overpay because they don't actually have a tax plan. They have a tax planner. They have a CPA,
right?
And they think that the CPA covers everything, and they're going to think forward for people. Well, this show is about letting us know that we're in control of our own taxes, and you need a couple people on that tax team. You need a CPA or a tax preparer and a financial planner to think forward. It takes two to do it, not one. So when you're out there and you're thinking about your taxes, or this show just made you spill your coffee, go get yourself another one and give us a call. Pick up that phone and call us today. Give us a question. Give us a time frame. Heck, let's give away a financial stress test today. We're going to give away 5 financial stress tests on this show. They go really quick, so keep your ears open and let's get through this. So give us a call, 401-727-2727. Once again, that's 401-727-2727. Pick up the phone and call us today. We're giving away 5 free financial stress tests to the first 5 people. Guys, we're talking about the show here. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about how to do it. So first thing to do is we got to start thinking about planning. How are you going to plan for your taxes, right? How you get this stuff in front of you? It's one of the hardest things to actually get your mind around, and because you got to think about income tax, you got to think about where things get together and how it all gets in one place.
Right, because what we hear a lot with baby boomers and pre-retirees is while they're working, the taxes are pretty well laid out for them. But when you get into retirement, you now get in control of your taxes, which means you need to plan. You need to be ready for this. And when we talk to our clients, taxes come up in every conversation we have. I mean, they're not first, they're second. And Tom was a client of ours. You guys know Tom. He just called us a few weeks ago, and he had a question. He's approaching retirement. He had a question. He said, Mike, I don't know how my taxes are going to work in retirement. And he brought this question out right off the bat. So I said to Tom, no problem. We get this question all the time. Come on in, and we'll figure it out. And so as we were sitting in the conference room talking, Tom asked me what qualified and what non-qualified meant. And so I just explained to him, qualified means qualified for taxation. It is taxable. Non-qualified means it's not qualified for taxation. And so we talked a little bit more about what accounts were going to be taxable, like his 401ks, his IRAs, and his pension. And we talked about which accounts wouldn't be taxable, like his CDs and his bank accounts. And it started to become crystal clear to Tom which accounts created taxes and which accounts didn't. By the time Tom left, we put together a plan. Tom would take distributions from his his taxable and non-taxable accounts. By the time Tom left, we put together a plan. Tom would make distributions from his taxable and non-taxable accounts to keep in the same tax bracket for his entire retirement. And he said on the way out, every time I can't figure something out, I just give you guys a call. I said, Tom, you have 4 advisors here at Euclid Financial Services. This is why we can answer any retirement questions that you have. We built Euclid this way for a reason. You're looking for answers to your questions in English. You're looking for a team to walk you through your entire retirement. Call us today. The number is 401-727-2727. We're located right here in East Providence. We're going to talk with you today. Again, that phone number is 401-727-2727.
Now, Mike, when you're talking to Tom here and you're kind of looking at his taxes and all these kind of things, you touched on qualified, non-qualified. So qualified means that it's qualified for taxation. It's taxable. That's your IRAs, your 401ks, these kind of things.
That's right. Yeah.
And now Tom had a good baseline of understanding of that. What he was having problems with, it sounds like he didn't understand how the tax brackets fluctuated.
That's right. He was going to be leaning on his qualified accounts for distribution and income.
Yeah, so income.
And so he didn't know that he could balance by using non-qualified to offset that.
Right. So it was income is where he was having tax issues. So he didn't have to worry about capital gains, and that would be the non-qualified stuff. He didn't have to worry about that stuff, or at least that was not his paramount problem.
Yeah, this is purely an income tax.
This is an income tax. Trying to hit a budget, or he just knew that if I cross over $148,000, I'm at a 29% tax bracket, 28% tax bracket. And he didn't understand that if he carved that back a little bit, that's what you were trying to explain.
Yes,
that if he carved that back a little bit, he could be down to 15, still have the same earnings, but carve it back a little bit so that he actually changes how he actually gets his income.
And not only get to that 15, but stay in that 15 for hopefully his entire retirement.
Yeah, and I think where people get lost on the income tax side is just because you have more money coming in doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be able to spend all of that. The income tax will affect that. If you've got X amount of money coming in, but you're giving 30 or 40% of it back to the government in taxes, you can actually have more money to spend if you just took less out of your 401ks or your IRAs, because now it's not taxable.
Man, that's an extremely complex thought. Let's hover there for a minute. So I have $85,000 coming in. Right,
yep.
$85,000 coming in. I've just crossed over. I'm married. I've just crossed over this tax bracket, so that if I only had $82,000 or $79,000 coming in, I would pay 10% less in taxes, but I would have actually an increase in earnable or spendable money.
Yeah, your net would go up.
My net walkaway would go up.
Right.
Everybody understands that concept. But in practice, when it comes down to planning for it, I think that's the conversation, guys, I want to have. Because that's where a ton of people just get lost in their own minutiae, their own, well, the IRS kicks out this number. They've already figured it out. Oh, I can't believe I didn't watch this.
We call
it
waving the white flag before the fight even happens.
Yeah,
that's
where
you even think about planning. You're just saying the IRS is going to get what they're going to get, and it is what it is, and you don't know that you may have just crossed over into a new bracket.
Let me jump in, Manny, before we go there. So the other thing I want to talk about to make sure that we're on the topic is people, the things that come in my office are that people have this issue with, well, I don't remember how much I took out already. I don't remember where – I don't know how much income I actually have, because that's one of the questions I'll ask. And I know it's a difficult question, but it'll be, hey, do I – how much income have you taken year to date? And they'll be like, well, I don't really know.
Yeah.
Because it's coming out of IRAs. It's coming out of pensions. They can tell me what the pension is directly. They can tell me what incomes are from their employer directly. But when it comes out to IRA distributions and what comes from the bank and all this other stuff, right, it's a real question. To get a plan together, you have to have that information, but you also have to have a skilled planner with you to ask the right questions and not just your CPA. It's a real thing. If you're looking for somebody to sit with you and actually understand what you're trying to do, give us a call here at Euclid. That's 401-727-2727. If you're looking for a partner and someone that's thinking for you on an open and honest basis, give us a call. Pick up that phone right next to you, 401-727-2727.
Yeah, and I love that you brought up the IRAs and they don't know how much that's coming out. What people forget is while you're working, you're a W-2 employee. So your employer is setting your income tax bracket for you. They're telling you how much is coming in. When you go into retirement, you can choose your tax bracket or at least choose your income because now you're a 1099. So you have that ability to control how much money you're taking out that's taxable for income and how much isn't.
Manny, what you're saying there, it's triggering Social Security for me because I hear this all the time, and that's where people trigger this 85% payback, right, this whole income tax bracket on their Social Security. And that has to be talked about in this show. We have to talk about that because it affects your income 100%.
Yeah, that reminds me of Frank. You know, a couple weeks ago we had a Social Security event, and it was a great night. We had a ton of people there. We had a larger expected crowd, and you know, we ended up having to put about a couple more tables out. It was kind of embarrassing. But as we were going and they were setting up those tables, it gave me a chance to actually walk through and introduce myself to the folks that were there. You know, and this is when I met Frank. And Frank had a ton of questions about taxes and how it was going to affect his Social Security. You know, as we went through the event and everything, I caught up to him at the end. And he said, he, you know, see if he had any more questions or anything. He said, you know, this was great. I learned a lot. But with everything being said, I actually have more questions now than I did before I actually came in. And so we found some time to meet up and talk about, you know, the situation he was in and the problems that he thought he had. So, you know, as Frank and I were talking, he didn't realize that taxes were so complicated. You know, he said, I've been paying my taxes all my life. And, you know, I just expected that I was going to be paying about the same amount of taxes in retirement. And he didn't understand how that all was going to work. So, you know, when it came down to it, we started talking about this. And I said to him, I said, you know, Frank, if you had a choice between knowing what you were going to pay in taxes each year for the rest of your retirement or guessing at it and hopefully you were right by the end of each year, which would you rather do? And he, you know, he chuckled at me and he said, well, that's an easy one, Jason. He's like, I'd rather know before, not after. So I said, great. You know, we can actually help you get to that, and we can do that for you. When it came down to it, by the end of this meeting, Frank and I were able to reorganize his assets, put together a plan that kept him from having any surprises on his taxes, and you know, he was able to head out the door and. As he was going out, he was thanking me, and he said, you know, thanks for putting this in perspective for me, so I understand what my taxes are. I said, Frank, you know, hey, that's why we're here. We want to help.
Now, Jason, with Frank, that sounds like a great guy. So he just needed a plan on income? Is that what we're talking about here, on how to get his Social Security feathered together?
Yeah, literally, he just needed help lining up the assets he had with his Social Security so he wasn't paying the max amount of taxes on is Social Security.
I absolutely love that. I love that. Now, we do have to take a step out here. We have to go to a commercial. We are giving away five financial stress tests, free financial stress tests to the first five callers. Actually, four callers. I just got a thumbs up here. So we have four free financial stress tests left. Give us a call. Once they're gone for the week. Give us a call and pick up that phone, 401-727-2727. We're giving away four free financial stress tests. Give us a shout here today, 401-727-2727. We'll talk to you in a minute.
You're listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team coming up next. Keep it right here.
Are you planning a retirement party, a wedding, or just want to send your love in flowers? The Water's Edge Flowers on Broadway in Newport is your answer. Local and family-owned, Water's Edge specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and funeral arrangements. We also provide many types of high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. Newport County's premier, award-winning florist has been serving the community for almost 50 years. Visit us at watersedgeflowers.com, Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
It was a Saturday morning. I'm checking my accounts, drinking my coffee. And then that little voice in my head. What on earth are you doing? Why are you trying to be your own financial advisor? You don't know anything about the financial business. You got too much money at stake to do this by yourself. Too many people are counting on you. Sometimes, you gotta listen to those voices. So I made the call. Called up Josh. Monday, Josh and I met, just the two of us. Came in with my numbers, portfolio, basically everything, and he said, put that away. We didn't talk about what I had. We talked about what kept me up at night. What Karen wants when we retire. I don't want to let her down. We've talked about it for years, but now here it is. We're not ready to retire, but we're ready to be ready.
Let's talk. Euclid Financial Services, 866-200-4454. That's 866-200-4454. Or visit euclidfs.com.
Hi, I'm Jason the Republican. I'd like to take this time and extend an invitation to all our listeners to learn more about strategic Social Security planning. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and you're looking to learn more about Social Security and how it fits in your retirement, then call today to reserve your seat for either Tuesday, March 14th or Thursday, March 23rd. The Retirement Factory team will be hosting an educational dinner event on Social Security in Cumberland, Rhode Island. It's going to be a great time. You're going to learn a lot about Social Security. You've heard us on the radio. Now see us live and in person. Call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727 to reserve your seat. Remember, space is limited, so call today at 401-727-2727. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and you're looking to learn more about Social Security and how it fits in your retirement, then call today to reserve your seat at 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
This is The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services.
Man coughs it up. Well, the bite keeps getting bigger, and the paycheck keeps getting small.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. We have a great show going on. We are talking about taxes. We are talking about the debt associated with taxes, or the burden, or the obligation, however you associate that. How does it go together? We've talked about income tax. We've talked about, geez, everything has to be there. One thing that we're not talking about, we have to get into it, is capital gains. We have a studio full of people today. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. We are talking about capital gains. We're talking about taxes. We're trying to figure out how to get everybody to take a plan. Because if you don't plan for your taxes and the taxes just kind of land in your world wherever they are, you're overpaying your taxes. The general population of America overpays their taxes. Our job today is to stop that, or at least point it out so that we can start to talk about it.
Yeah, Josh, when I saw that today's topic was going to be taxes, I literally was just kind of jumping up and down, because this is the one thing that on the wealth management side that when people come in, I focus on is how does all your stuff fit together? Because when they pull out their brokerage accounts and we start talking about what's going to be taxable, what's not going to be taxable, capital gains always ends up coming up. And they always kind of look at me like a deer in the headlights because they hear capital gain tax and they go, oh my God, this is so bad. I have to pay taxes on this. I've held this stock for the last 10, 15 years. My grandparents passed it over to me and now I got to pay taxes on it too. It's not a scary thing. It just means you actually made some money. So in my mind, I think a capital gain or a capital tax is actually a good thing. It's not something to be afraid of.
Man, that's right. When it comes down to capital gains, I think you're right. You know, a lot of people actually think of it as a negative, but it is a positive. You've made money on the stock that you're holding. So I think that's great.
Well, it flattens your tax bracket. I'm in on that. So if I'm at a 31 or anything above a 22% tax bracket, it flattens my tax bracket. It's what's called a tax discount. So it's a flat rate on a sale. But if I'm at a 15% tax bracket, well, it's now more expensive. It's not as positive. There's other ways to write it off. I can carry on debts. I don't want to get too technical. But capital gain is, well, a tricky mistress.
You are tuned into the Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. We're located right here in East Providence. Give us a call today, 401-727-2727. We're here to help you to and through your entire retirement.
I love the plug. But Josh, back to your point, capital gains, it doesn't have to be, you know, murky or a fickle mistress. You know, I was talking with Lisa the other day. Now, she had stopped by because she's been worried about selling her stocks. She was afraid of the capital gains. And she said to me, you know, Manny, I have this AT&T stock. I've had it for a while. It's starting to lose money. You know, I mean, it's still higher than when I bought it, but I don't know what to do with it. And I said to her, Lisa, I said, why don't we just sell it? You know, you mentioned you've had it for a while. It's made some money. And she looked at me and she literally said, I can't do that. I'll have to pay taxes on it. And I turned to her and I said, Lisa, look, there's only two choices you have when it comes to this that'll actually help you out. You can either continue to hold the stock like we originally planned on it. But if you're not comfortable with that, you can sell it and you can keep the profit. You're just going to have to pay taxes on it. It'll be capital gains. And remember, it's a flat rate. So it'll still be better than your income tax rate. So you'll get to keep 80% of your profit rather than taking zero. And that's always a better option than paying more. And at that point, I could actually see Lisa start to understand that selling her stock wasn't as scary as she thought it was going to be. The capital gain wasn't something she had to be afraid of. It just meant she had actually made money. And that was exactly what she had bought the stock to do in the first place. So once everything was said and done, we ended up selling just a smaller portion of her stock. And it was amazing to see Lisa smile and joke around. She knew that she had a partner in me that would take the time to explain how her accounts worked.
Now, Manny, when you're talking about Lisa and that she was talking about a stock, that was a non-qualified, it was not an IRA, it was a standalone in a brokerage account, and she had had it for some time.
Yeah, it was a non-qualified account, just in a brokerage, and yeah, she had held it. It was not in an IRA or a qualified account.
Yeah, so when you talk about capital gains, they have to be non-qualified or not taxable through like an IRA or income or these kind of things. It's the federal government's way of reminding you that you have to pay for streets.
Right. That's right. And what I heard in that story too, Manny, is that Lisa's tax bracket was above the 20% capital gains tax limit. And that's why it all of a sudden made sense to her that it's okay.
Yeah, and that's I think I heard that too when she started to get it because it was cheaper.
Right.
It was easier. It's a discounted rate. So sell it because now you're going to pay 20% instead of 35 or
exactly.
whatever
you got to
income
keep
is.
More of the profits.
Yeah. And it worked out without having to be tricky. So one of the things that always comes up during that is, did she have all the guidance she needed? And so, Manny, it sounds like you gave her some good advice and she sees this as a partnership. A lot of people out there don't have that partnership and they really need to reach out and talk with somebody. Give us a call today. 401-727-2727. We're giving away stress tests. We're giving away free financial stress tests. We actually have three left. We get on board here. We're halfway through the show, and this thing's we have three financial stress tests left. Give us a call today, 401-727-2727. Now, on the other side of that coin, Manny, is required minimum distributions. And that's that I'm 70 and a half, or I'm 71, depending on my birthday. Lucky dogs. And so how does this work, right? Where do I have to take this? Why do I have to take this? What is the earliest I can take it? Required minimum distribution, RMDs, absolutely.
You know, when it comes to the RMDs, it reminds me of Linda. Now, Linda came into the office a couple Saturdays ago. She didn't understand her RMDs, actually. So, you know, she told me, she goes, I heard you guys on the radio talk about RMDs, and I never thought about it before, and I just don't know what that's going to do to my retirement. How's that going to affect me? Linda, you know, you came to the right place. Let's see if we can get you fixed and, you know, make sure that your RMDs stay as low as we can possibly make them, at least the tax on them, let's put it that way. So at that moment, you know, I could tell by her body language that she was relieved. She actually put her hands on the table and she made this big sigh and said, you know, thank goodness, you know, you're able to help me. You're able to explain this to me. So, you know, because I just didn't know what I was going to do. So we got some coffee and we talked about her situation and what her retirement was going to look like. And as we were going through all of her accounts, we just got them organized so she knew how and when to take her monies out so her RMD wouldn't create more taxes for her later on in her retirement. So at the end of this meeting, you know, I could see that Linda had a lot more confidence in her retirement. Struggling with the confidence in your retirement plan, I want you to give us a call here at Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Let us help you find your confidence that you deserve. And again, call us here at 401-727-2727.
Jason, I agree with the confidence point of view here, because RMDs, I think, is all about confidence. It's, do I take it at 65? Do I take it at 66? Do I take it?
Yep.
But then when you talk about required minimum distribution, I didn't mean to confuse anybody.
Yeah.
If you're at stoplight, you're in good shape. If you were just driving, pick your coffee
right.
back up.
Right.
I'm sorry about turning the page. But where I'm going with the RMDs and how it's confused is that people have to wait until a certain age, they believe. But
yes.
That's not true.
Right.
They can trigger it at age zero and take it through, right? So you have different time frames in which you have to do it. And so
right.
That's how you can control your tax bracket.
Right. And when it comes down to it, that required minimum distribution, it's required at age 70 or 71, whatever your birthday
is. The other thing that is important to make clear is that the RMD itself is not a tax, right? The
correct.
RMD is a forced distribution that creates
a tax.
It causes
correct.
A higher
some people
tax,
think
usually.
That it's a forced tax, and that's why they wait and just say, well, it's 70 and a half.
It is what it is.
It is what
right.
it is.
I hate that statement.
And that's
it
what
is
I was
what
saying at the beginning.
I stubbed
of the
my
show.
Toe. It is what it is. No,
yeah.
Move your couch.
Yeah.
that is what it is statement. It's because they're either afraid of it and they're ignoring their taxes, or they're just okay with overpaying. If you actually plan for your taxes, you don't have to worry about an RMD at 70 and a half because you've already thought about it at 55, 58, 62, whatever it was when you flipped over your boss's desk and poured the coffee out. You actually
Are
sat,
you really going back to a plan,
oh,
ignore, or overpay?
Oh, exactly. If you actually plan it through and you have your partnership with the guys like us here, you already know what your RMD is before you even flip over the desk, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, well, Manny, to jump off that, and I'm glad you brought the energy level back up here, because if you actually take your RMD and you think about it as an income distribution and you trigger your RMD early, and don't wait until required. I am going to be late to a meeting, so now it's going to be required for me for the rest of my life. You don't
That's
have
right.
to wait
That's
until
right.
your back's against the wall. You can make these choices early. If I figure out how to do it so that it's part of my income plan, now my taxes are associated with it, and now I can control my tax bracket.
Right, and you stay out of the big surprises or the tax bombs,
right.
as we call
yeah.
them. You don't get a new tax bracket at 70 and a half because you plan to ignore the RMD.
Right.
Right.
Just some trigger words so everybody hears that, right? When they come in the office and the trigger words are, oh, my income's all set. I don't know what I'm going to do with my RMD. How do I reduce the taxes?
Yeah,
well, that's
right
a real
right.
Let me tell you, Mr. Smith, you're not all set, and your income plan is what we call FUBAR.
Right. and let's just make sure that we're clear on this.
Taking Maybe FUBAR is not
weeks.
Appropriate,
yeah,
but it's out there now.
It's
I can't
okay.
take it back.
It's okay.
Yeah. We're just shaking our head yeah, at you.
Exactly. Let's make sure we're clear on this. Taking it early does
jacket.
Not mean 2 weeks before you have to take it. Okay, that's not what we're meaning by that. You know, taking it early means you're planning for it when you're putting your overall plan together. If that's 3 years, 5 years, 8 years out, then that's
usually
even
the best successes we see at this are the pre-retirees that are planning for this even a little bit before, 5 years before they're getting to full retirement.
Euclid Financial Services is looking for you to call us. You have to pick up that phone. We are giving away financial stress tests, free financial stress tests. A financial stress test is a great tool. It lets you know how much money's coming to you or how much money's going up the flue. It gives you your efficiency rating when it comes down to understanding your finances. Everybody looks at it and says, oh, I'm good. I got my guy. I know. Well, let's find out what your guy's actually charging you or how much money is actually coming to you and how much is going back into, well, the mill, right? How much is going back somewhere else? The only way to do that is a free financial stress test from Euclid Financial Services. We have two left to give away. We've given away three already. We have two more to go. Give us a call. We'll give them to you, or you'll wait and you'll hear your neighbor got them. Now give us a call, 401-727-2727. Once again, that's 401-727-2727. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
If your goals for 2017 include getting healthy, losing weight, saving money for retirement, or getting that last promotion, then ask yourself, are you dressing to achieve your goals? Changing our style allows us to change our lives. Great style isn't just about looking good. It's about having an air of elegance, sophistication, and confidence. I'm Cheryl Pettirudi, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
Was the recent market volatility a sign of the next market correction? If so, how will you protect everything you've worked so hard to accumulate? You'll find answers to these important questions in your own retirement income master strategy. Call the team at Euclid Financial Services. Your strategy will show ways to position your assets to help provide protection from losses due to market fluctuations. How to put money to work, generating income in retirement. Best of all, it won't cost you a penny. This is not some off-the-shelf, one-size-fits-all report. It is your own personal retirement income master strategy. To get your own personal retirement income master strategy, call 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Euclid Financial Services. Don't wait any longer. 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show going on. We are talking about taxes and debt. We have the entire team here today. We have Mikey O with us.
I'm excited.
We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, while we're talking today, we have been talking about all kinds of taxes and debts and obligations of those debts. Basically, how do you pay your taxes, right? Why do you have to pay your taxes? It's not just to get roads and schooling and everything else for the kids in the neighborhood.
Which are always a good thing.
It's also an obligation.
That's
you
right.
have to do it. Debtor's prison's real. Don't be afraid of it. But they do give you three squares and a cut. Now, so the way it works is this. We have to think about the taxes. And when you think about that, you have to think about the different types of taxes. So there's income tax. There's capital gain. And then RMDs are not taxes, but they trigger a taxable event. And so that has to be talked about. 1099s, W-2s, all this stuff comes in. We have to really get to it.
Yeah. I think the biggest point that you mentioned already was, you know, taxes are a debt. They're a burden, but you don't have to be indebted to them. You just have to plan for them. There's only three ways you can handle your taxes. You can either plan for it, you can ignore it and hope they're never going to come back, or you can do what most Americans end up doing, which is overpay on your taxes. The easiest way to avoid that, get a guide, get someone to walk you through it and actually understand what your income taxes are, what your capital gains are, what your RMDs are. And that's what we've been talking about today.
Right. And when you're talking to baby boomers or pre-retirees, especially, for the most part, they're W-2 employees while you're working. But once you land into retirement, you're now essentially a 1099, and you can now control, for the most part, your income. And so that's the first understanding you have to come to, I think.
Yeah, and when you're a W-2 employee, you're working for the company. They're telling you what your income tax bracket is. They're telling you how much you earn. You can't tell them,
they take
keep
the
that
tax
bonus.
Out for you. Yeah. It happens automatically.
Yeah. Once you hit retirement, you're self-employed. You say how much you get to make. You determine what accounts it pulls from.
That's right. When you're when it comes down to it, when you're in retirement, there is a good chance that you're going to run into, if you're not planning for these, the tax bombs we've talked about in the past. So, because one leads to another, which leads to another, and you end up paying a lot more tax than you even need to. So, you know, if you are worried about that, I want you to give me a call here at Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727.
Yeah, now, when we talk to people too, and back to what you're saying, Manny, about controlling your taxes and controlling your income, one decision that a lot of people wrestle with is how much do I hold, because it's so new to them, right? Well, when I worked for the last 40 years, taxes were taken out. And they're going to talk about claiming 0, 1, or 2. We're on what percentage of tax should I hold or have held for me in retirement? And that's a problem.
Now, Mike, when you're talking about that, it brings up a lot of questions. If you have a plan, if you're actually trying to get things in the right place, if you're trying to get things done properly. But what really comes up in the conference rooms, and this just happened, 3-5 days ago? Ron came in, and he was talking with Manny and I, and he's in there, and he's kind of just looping back and forth. And he has all these concerns about taxes and how he's going to get it done. And he's really talking about RMDs. He's talking about his income is right. I have my pension coming in. I have my Social Security coming in. I have everything coming in. But what he doesn't have is how he's going to pay for his RMDs, required minimum distribution. Well, I'm going to have to take out $50,000, and now I'm going to be in a higher tax bracket. Everything else, how am I supposed to do it? I have 5 years to figure it out. Well, this is a great problem, Ron. This is how you do it. So we can trigger it early and pull it through, and we're laying out this plan in gory detail to him, and he's not hearing it. He says, okay, well, I can't hear that right now, right? He doesn't say this out loud, but you can see it in his, because he said, well, then how do I fix it? And we say, well, what you have to fix is your income plan. So you have $20,000 in income coming in now that's too much money that you're just going into savings. And now we're going to trigger an additional $50,000. So now you have $70,000 too much money coming in. We can do it that way so that we can then address the entire elephant in one room and say, okay, how do we reduce your entire tax bracket? Ron didn't hear that when we were talking. Ron wanted to have us, well, here's the magic bullet. You only have to worry about a tiny elephant, not the giant elephant. Well, you can't compartmentalize the thought of taxes. Taxes are the overreaching total package, and you really kind of have to understand that. It's actually a very difficult thing to get your mind around. It's usually not a one-meeting conversation, but it's a meeting conversation that has to happen with baby boomers, and generally not on your, 69th and a half birthday. Is where it comes down to, especially if you're going to talk about required minimum distribution. If this is the first time that you're hearing required minimum distribution or RMD, you really need to kind of get up on the page and you need to educate yourself on a lot of things. But if you're having that conversation or you're in your coffee clutches and they're talking about this required minimum distribution issue, what you're really saying is, I have an income issue that we have to address and have to make sure that it gets taken care of. Give us a call today at 401-727-2727. That, once again, is 401-727-2727.
Now, Josh, when you tell that story about Ron, Ron up against it more because he already turned on his pension and his Social Security before thinking through RMDs, or was it the other way around? I missed the beginning for a second.
No, well, Ron was fully retired.
Okay.
Ron's fully retired, and his spouse is fully retired. But Ron was one of those guys that he makes all the decisions. So his wife did not even have an opinion, which I thought was strange. So Ron came in. I'm going to take care of this. I bet his wife had a lot of opinions about how he's taking care of this retirement.
I bet you did too, yeah.
But Ron made sure that I knew that he was in charge, so I let him be in charge. And then I asked him, how did this come about that RMDs are a scary thing in your life? And then he said, well, my income is fine. That's where he dove into his pensions and IRAs and all of his other incomes, right? And he said, well, I have too much money already. And he was very proud of that, and which I'm it's a good problem to have. And then I asked him, well, do you deal with your CPA? And he said, oh, yes, my CPA talks to me every year. I sit down and I ask him, how can I reduce my taxes? And he says, you can't.
A little short-sighted.
That's a little short-sighted. Yep. Do you sit down with him for 15 minutes when you hand him a packet of W-2s and 1099s? Or do you sit down with him and say, okay, or the CPA in general, right? Do you sit down and say, okay, here is my thought process on my earnings? And he says, no, I hand him the packet and we talk for about 30 minutes. And I said, is 30 minutes enough to get your entire life on a table, look at it, and figure out what your following year is going to be? And he goes, well, yeah, I mean, he's really smart. I thought that was extremely short-sighted. And so when we started talking to Ron, we said, hey, there's a better way to do this. Are you charitable? Are you this? Are you that? How are we going to reduce this tax plan? We're actually doing a tax preparer's job right now. And so Ron thinks that I'm doing my job. My job is a planner. I'm a forward thinker. And so I'm now backing up to do the tax preparer's job to kind of get all the information in one place.
Right.
Yeah. What it sounds like is where Ron could have avoided all this in the beginning was actually understanding what his income taxes were going to be from the beginning and understand how much income he actually really needed. Because it sounds like he just turned on all of his income all at once without figuring out whether or not he needed all of that and how it was going to affect him later. And that's a common mistake that we see.
Well, and it's something that can be avoided. And so all the incomes were working in one place at one time. And then when we triggered required minimum distributions on top of it, that's still an income issue. And it comes down to a couple different things that happened. And one of the biggest things that definitely jammed him up was that he couldn't hear that it's a income issue. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. If this is something that is coming back and coming on to you, you have to actually hear it. So give us a call. Let's work through how to, well, get your incomes in the right place.
If you're looking for a guide to help you understand how to get through your taxes in retirement, give us a call, 401-727-2727. We dedicate our lives to our clients, and we'll dedicate our lives to you, too. Again, that phone number is 401-727-2727.
Hey, guys, we're going to step out for some commercials. We'll be right back with you.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
Are you planning a special occasion and want your flowers to wow your guests? Stop in the Water's Edge Flowers in Newport, a local, family-owned florist that specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and events. We also provide many types of exotic, high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. We will make your event special. Newport County's premier, award-winning florist, serving the community for almost 50 years. Check out our designs at watersedgeflowers.com or come by and see us at 212 Broadway in Newport.
Mikey O here, and I am excited. We are getting baby boomers to and through their entire retirement. I would like to take a minute and extend an invitation to all of our listeners to learn more about strategic Social Security planning. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and are looking to learn how Social Security fits into your retirement, then call today to reserve your seat for either Tuesday, March 14th, or Thursday, March 23rd. The Retirement Factory team will be hosting an educational dinner event on Social Security in Cumberland, Rhode Island. You are not going to want to miss this Social Security event. You will learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits. You've heard us on the radio, now come see us live and in person. But you have to call Sherman Peterson to reserve your seat at 401-727-2727. Remember, space is extremely limited, but you have to call Sherman Peterson to reserve your seat at 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Mikey O. O'Sullivan, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
You are listening to Retirement Factory. We have a great show going on. We are talking about taxes and obligations and debts and how it all works here. We are talking about getting you to and through your entire retirement when it comes to taxes. So you should have a plan instead of overpaying your taxes. The bulk of the people overpay their taxes. It's getting down to the end of the year, and everybody gets to this place that they get really panicky about how to take information in and out, or at least pay their taxes. Well, we have the entire team here today to help us get through it. We are talking with Mikey O'Sullivan.
I'm excited.
Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Now, we have had a great show. We're talking about all kinds of things here. We've talked about how to plan for your taxes, how to get it done, how to get income taxes, how to get required minimum distributions, how to get capital gains, how to get your mind around those things, right? What causes a required minimum distribution, and that's that qualified money or taxable money, how to get to capital gain, which is non-qualified money, how does that pay, and then income tax and what generates all that income. It has been a great show, and we're trying to get through. I think that's the place that we were stuck at, or at least capital gain, maybe. Well, what do you guys want to talk about?
Well, I'll say before we jump into RMDs, why don't we talk a little bit about capital gains? Because on my side here, that's the one that I hear a ton of questions about. It's the one that's probably the most confusing out of all the taxes that we try to deal with, because it's not one you get on an everyday basis, right? While you're working, you're not paying a capital gain while you're working. You pay income tax because you go to work and you get your paycheck and your employer takes it out. Your capital gains are the non-qualified accounts that you're talking about, your brokerage accounts, the things that you own, stocks and bonds, something that you can basically buy and sell, and then you got to pay the taxes on that gain. But it doesn't have to be scary. It's a flat rate. It's not something that's going to go up and down or cause you to have to pee in another higher tax bracket.
What you're saying, man, is you don't pay capital gains on your salary job, but you could be while you're working. Experience a capital gains tax.
Exactly, because it's a separate tax that's outside of your regular income tax.
Right, when I hear capital gains come up, I automatically my brain goes to it comes from a risk-based account, right? Some type of stock market vehicle creates that capital gains. It has to be in a non-qualified account as well.
Yeah, exactly. The one that I see the most of is when people will buy like a blue chip stock. They'll buy something that, you know, their grandfather or their parents told them they should own. So I see a lot of Exxon or AT&T or something like that that people will buy. And then they kind of get hung up on the idea of selling it. It almost becomes this fear of, oh my God, I've had it for so long. I can't sell it. I'm going to have to pay a tax on it. You don't have to be afraid of it. If you're not sure how the capital gain applies to you, or you're just trying to understand how it actually fits in your overall tax plan itself, call us here at Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727. We'll take your 1099 form. We'll explain it to you and show you how it actually fits in your overall budget.
Give us a call today. First, best way to do this is figure out, a financial stress test. So let's get a financial stress test out here. We actually, we have one to give away. We only have one left. I didn't realize that. Give us a call. Get that last financial stress test. That's 401-727-2727. Call us today, Euclid Financial Services. Get a free financial stress test. Find out how much money comes to you or how much money goes up the flue. That's 401-727-2727.
What I like about that story, Wellesley, with Helen is, and you got it right at the end there, is that she only had to pay the 20% capital gains tax on the gains, not the cost basis or the initial investment. And a lot of people get confused, I think, like Helen, where they think it's 20% on the total distribution from that account. But that's not the case. It's on just 20% on the profit or the gain from that account or that stock in Helen's case.
Yeah. The easiest way to put it is what's the money you made on it? Not necessarily when we start saying gain or capital gain, sometimes it just kind of muddies the water. It's how much extra money did you make above what you bought for?
Right. And if you're
received it for.
Yeah.
When you took ownership of it?
Not necessarily at the death, but when you actually took ownership of it, correct?
Well, that's the same. Okay. If you're the inheritor, right?
Okay.
It's when you took ownership of it.
Yeah. And, you know, so I think we've kind of beat up capital gains pretty good. The because now that's obviously your non-qualified accounts. Let's talk a little bit more about the qualified accounts, the flip sides of that, the opposite. All the ones that you've been saving your entire life, your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, all the things you've pushed all the taxes back on. If you haven't figured out your strategy for it, this is where your RMDs kick in. And this is where, like Mike was saying earlier, it's not necessarily a tax, but it can trigger a bigger taxable event, especially if you've got your Social Security already on.
Right. An RMD required minimum distribution will trigger a taxable event,
yeah,
always.
I was going to say.
It's coming out of a qualified account, so you're paying the taxes. And basically, I think of the RMD as the IRS is coming and knocking. They've waited long enough. It's now time for them to get their money. But if you plan for that ahead of time, it doesn't have to blow up your tax bracket or change your income plan.
That's right. And to step off of what Mike was saying, the R in RMD is required. So it means that you have to take it, okay? The IRS is, like you said, the IRS is
not going to The IRS doesn't make suggestions.
So, no, they don't. Yeah. They don't. They're not very friendly in that manner. But like you were saying, you can actually plan for your RMD. If you don't, it's going to be what it's going to be. But if you plan for it, you can actually go ahead and pay it a little bit early, make sure your tax bracket never changes, and it'll work out much better for you if you actually plan for it. If you need help putting that plan together, call us here at Euclid Financial Services at 401-727-2727.
When we're talking about required minimum distributions, RMDs, when we do the workshops and we do these events, it's probably one of the biggest, at least in the seminars, right? It's one of the biggest trigger points of discussion. Because we ask a question, how early can you take your RMDs or when can you trigger this stuff? It always comes out 59 and a half, all this other stuff. You can actually trigger that a lot earlier than that. And a lot of people don't know that. They think that they have to wait until this sweet spot to do it. If you retire at 55, you can start to trigger your RMD early. If you retire earlier than that, or say you need assets but not a one-time distribution, requirement distribution are systematic and long-term. Is that a good definition of that?
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's definitely right.
It's probably the textbook version, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that's knowledge that needs to be out there.
It's an equal payment.
That's right, but it's not tricky. It's not designed to confuse anybody. It's designed to actually be really simplistic. But we get really confused by it because it's too simplistic. I think that's something I want every one of our listener audience to understand. If you're getting up to 70, and I'm going to get to this RMD and you're in your coffee clutch, I still have two more years to wait, you're already too late.
Yeah, it's the end of the game at that point.
When you're saying, I have this much time to wait, you're getting ready to set a tax bracket you can never reverse. And that means that you're usually going to go up in tax bracket on your income. So you're going to add 5 to 10% higher over your total gross, rather than addressing it and reducing your total tax due. Now, we've had a great show. We absolutely love you. Our listener audience is growing leaps and bounds. It's absolutely crazy, and we appreciate you liking it. So keep listening, keep hearing us, keep searching for our shows. They rerun all over the place now, but listen to them and keep writing in, keep calling us. Give us a call, become part of our family, 401-727-2727. We love you guys. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Retirement Factory. Call Euclid Financial Services today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.